hot off the press, we have Vipes softball player of the year, none other than Ella McDowell from Foster. Congrats. We're sad to see you go. We're kind of emotional, so we could tear up later on in this interview, but we're sad to see you go. Let's talk about this. You win the Vipe Award for the player of the year. I know that's probably your most favorite award. We don't actually give you anything. We just give you a hug.
Right.
But what is the legacy you left?
I just feel like the legacy that I left is like, you know, I'm a fighter. I fought for what's mine, and, you know, I made a point that, you know, I want to be the best player that ever walked through Foster High School. So I think winning that award solidified it, and I think that I feel like there's nothing I regret and nothing I could have done more, that I'm confident in what I left behind.
She hit 700.
Yeah.
She had how many home runs?
20-something.
20-something, whatever. You never struck out. It was one of the greatest offensive outputs in the history of high school softball. What did you think?
I set a goal for myself at the beginning of the year, and the motto that I gave myself for this year is just leave no doubt. So, like, no matter if I'm hitting or on the field or in the dugout, like, there should be no doubt that either I'm the best player here or there's no doubt that I'm going to do everything I can to just try and win. So,
had a great year in high school. Now Arkansas, what are you trying to accomplish at Arkansas?
Going in there and hoping to help reach the College World Series with the team, just making an impact. And then I just want to have a good time there. I want to be happy with my best friends, and I want to make the state proud.
Who else is going with you? And is it comforting to have people that you kind of grew up playing club with or select with going to Arkansas as well?
Right. So I have two of my best friends, Ashton Reichhart and Cameron Harrison from Katy. They're going with me to Arkansas. And I've been playing with Ashton since I was 9 years old. So she's my best friend through and through. And I think together we're going to have just a great time at Arkansas, and it makes things so much easier.
Is Oklahoma winning 4 national championships, is that good for college softball?
I think it's great. I mean, if you're a winner, then be a winner. I was cheering for them. I think they're a great team. So
it's so much fatigue. Sometimes, like, if you have Duke basketball or the New England Patriots, people just get kind of, they get tired of it. I can't tell if people get Oklahoma fatigue. What is cool is there's so many kids from Houston that you probably played with that are on that team. How can you build Arkansas to be that Oklahoma-type team?
I mean, Arkansas, you know, nobody's going to be like, woo, like, Arkansas is amazing. So I think just being, like, we can't try and be somebody that we're not. You know, we got to find out what Arkansas softball really is, you know. So we're just going to try and win and be tough and, I mean, just hopefully do our best.
What was the U.S. playing for, like, the U.S. national team like? Was it cool? Did you play for the U.S.?
I'm going to play with them.
Okay, where do you go? What do you do? What's the mechanics of that?
So in like 2 weeks, I'm going to be going to Oklahoma City, and we have training camp with Team USA and just figuring things out and practicing and getting our reps in front of national like scouts and coaches. And then we have our World Cup in August, September that we play against other countries, and it's in Dallas.
Sweet.
Usually we have to go to like Peru or Japan,
right? That's
but
what
it's just
like you have a
we
cool
just have
trip
to go to
something.
Dallas, so it's really special that all my family can come and support.
Talk about your journey of softball, because it really wasn't softball. Talk about, like, you played baseball coming up,
right?
What so playing baseball taught you what?
Just a fight. I mean, I'm already at a disadvantage playing baseball when I was about 6-7 years old. So just going out there with the guys, trying to be gritty, even though we're little kids, it's still always going to be a competition, and just taught me that, you know, shit, I got to fight for what's mine. So.
Great answer. But that's kind of your game though, right? Like you always seem like you kind of have a chip on your shoulder playing softball, which you're really good at. Is that always how you've kind of been?
I would say I've always been very confident in myself, but I definitely think it took a long time to get here. This confidence wasn't just built overnight. I've worked for what I've wanted, so I'm just confident in the work that I put in to be a good softball player.
I've tried this. I've tried to have somebody say something bad about Ella McDowell, and it's virtually impossible. You're kind of a natural leader, if that makes sense. You're not even really maybe trying that hard to do that. Where do you get that from?
I would just say I get the way that I am from the people I surround myself with. I mean, Ashton is one of the greatest people I've ever met in my life. You know, I think my mom is incredible. Even my dad, you know, he is a competitor and he wants to fight for what's right. So I just think the people who have helped me grow up in the village that loves me, they make me who I am. So
what have you learned the most about from your dad?
I would just say, you know, he's a dork. I love him, but I would just say I've learned to just be tough. You know, he is always going to put his best foot out there and he's always going to try and just win at everything that he does. Even if we're just like playing basketball in the pool, he's still going to want to be the best. So I think I've learned that from him.
I find that being a coach's kid, you're kind of built a little different. Kind of like you might be hanging out with CeeDee Lamb, right?
Right.
So you kind of grow up faster. You're way more mature. You kind of see things different. What do you think being a coach's kid meant to you?
Obviously, it meant the world. Just seeing, like, going on the field after games with my family and seeing my dad, and you know, getting just seeing the background of how what it takes to the sacrifices to be great. And I think it just taught me, you know, like, if you want to be great, like, you have to work for it, and it doesn't come easy. So, yeah, you can have all the talent in the world, but you got to work for what you want.
What about your mom?
She's a fighter. She's honestly been through so much, you know, the divorce, trying to raise three kids by herself, just trying to figure life out even at such a later age. So,
whoa. Did you say later age?
I wouldn't say later
age.
Are
you referring to old people? That's what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, even when you think you have things figured out, life throws so many obstacles at you.
Yeah.
She's just done a great job, and she showed me what true strength is.
She also seems like she's really, she's a fighter for her kids, too.
Yeah, she...
Like, she got y'all's
She's
back.
A lot. I mean, I love her. She's a lot.
But that's all parents are. Yeah, we don't be like that.
There's nobody who loves me more than Lisa McDowell, so.
During your high school time, your mom and dad, they get divorced. Your dad moves here. He's kind of a public figure because he's such a well-known football coach. What was that like? It was so noisy, probably, right? Mm-hmm. What was the noise like?
Well, I would just say, like, at the beginning of high school, you know, freshman year, all Greater Houston first team, district MVP. So I feel like I'm on top of the world. And then going into sophomore year, it's automatically like, boom, everyone knows about a messy divorce that's going on between my parents. So there was a lot of times where I felt very alone and very like, hey, what do I do? Where do I go? Where do I run to? And I thought that the answer was, I'm just going to keep playing softball. And like, I'm going to put all my effort into that. But then I realized that, like, this game, it doesn't define me as a person, and it doesn't bring me complete joy. So I had to find out who I was outside of softball. I had to find out my priorities, like, what family really means to me. Like, is it the people I live in a house with, or is it the people who make me feel loved at the end of the day? So,
like, softball seems like, I know it doesn't define you, mm-hmm. but it can also kind of be a friend group for you also. I mean, How did that all work out as it related to going through high school?
I mean, obviously, people thought I was really cool during school because I'm really good at softball. So.
Well.
I mean,
we'll be the judge of that.
They give me a couple of friends here and there. Yeah. I got to go to a couple parties and just walk right in.
I got you. So. Okay. What is something, like, anecdotal that people might not know about you? They're like, oh, yeah, we think we know her, but you really don't because of what?
One thing, I mean, I love to collect, like, records, like, vinyl records. I have a record player that I play every day. Mm. It's kind of, I mean, it's, I'm all this, I like to think I'm, you know, big and tough, but I like to collect records here and there. I go to Half Price Books, like, all the time, so.
So you're quirky. You're 100% quirky. You got a quirky side, yes?
I'd say that. I'm still a person at the end of the day, even though I yell a lot during softball.
You do. You're a very vocal leader. Yeah. Like, you're a vocal person. But you don't do it in kind of a negative way. It's more like positive. You're like a cheerleader on a softball field. Yeah? Kind of?
Yeah. I mean, I've... Here and there, you're like, you know, if you're going to be rude to a teammate of mine, I'll have some loyalty and let them know. But I like to think I'm a good person.
Do you have any trash talk game? What is your go-to trash talk I know you have it.
I'd say the only trash talk that I do is just during practice, and I'll usually just tell Ashton, like, you suck so bad or something. But that's it. I don't like to talk trash because I feel like it's going to come bite me in the butt. So.
What are you thinking about at the plate? Like, do you think about anything? Are you just kind of looking for a pitch? What are you thinking about?
Well, usually I think about, like, what's my job at the plate? Like, do I need to hit a fly ball? Do I need to hit a ground ball? Do I need to get on base? But honestly, usually I just, like, if I have a song playing in my head that I like, I just kind of, get a little hum.
What is the walk-up? What is the walk-up song?
Well, I've never had...
What is your walk-up 40 songs, top 40?
I've never had a walk-up song because our speakers at Foster have always been broken. But if I did,
so bad.
Yeah. This upcoming summer, I'm playing in the Alliance All-Star game.
Yeah.
And I chose my walk-up song to be Foggy Mountain Breakdown. It's like this old banjo song. And I just like that song. I think it has a good beat. It makes me want to tap my foot a little bit.
Yeah. Someone rant again, half finder at Half Price Books and collecting vinyl records. What is your genre of music?
I'm a big Fleetwood Mac fan. I've seen Stevie Nicks twice in concert, so.
I mean, you are out the box, dude. That is way out of the box for somebody 17 or 18. Okay, so you had something happen this year, which was totally random, but we have to talk about it as well. Talk about the relationship with your glove and bat. Just tell what happened with them.
So my glove,
which is named?
Ellis.
Ellis. And your bat is named?
Elaine.
Carry on.
They were in my softball bag throughout the season, and my car got broken into, and someone decided to take all of my softball stuff. So Ellis and Elaine were kind of missing for a little bit, but we found a way to pull through and get it back, and they're okay now.
Rumor has it is that they put them on Facebook Marketplace to try and resell.
Yes.
When that happens, what's the process of getting your stuff back? It's so weird, but it can only happen to you.
I mean, it's like dream come true. I didn't think I'd get it back, so I was already accepting my fate, and just a miracle happened, and all is well.
What are you thinking about past softball? There's all this pro softball. I'm on ESPN. There's pro softball leagues now. What are you trying to do 10 years from now?
Well, I say 10 years from now, obviously the biggest goal and dream that I have is to be on the Olympic team. Like, I know Paris in 2028, that's, or not Paris, but I guess LA in 2028, that'd be top of the line for me. But I think just staying in the sport, hopefully I'm good enough to play professionally one day, maybe, if that's in my storybook. And then just continuing to coach and trying to follow what my father does.
As a coach?
Right.
Dude, I love that idea. Would you get pissed when people would walk you?
No.
Is it kind of respecty? Or is it, do you like, oh my gosh, why aren't you throwing
to me? Well, I mean, at the beginning of the season, there was an instance where the score is 14-0 and it's bases loaded and they still intentionally walked me. And at the time, I didn't know how to control my emotions, so I just started crying on accident. But towards the end of the season, like that last Lake Creek game, I was like, you know what? I feel like I have done everything I can for this program. So if you guys want to walk me, like, that's fine. My average was pretty good. I didn't want it to go down if I got out or something.
Well played. All right, this is one of the all-time greats. In the city of Houston, living legend, Ella McDowell of Foster High School. She's off to Arkansas. Four-time district MVP. In the 2024 Vipe Softball Player of the Year. There she is.